another episode of Stay Open. I'm your host, Arletta, and hopefully you can't hear that airplane flying above me. Turns out recording outside is really fucking difficult. I want to give Oprah Winfrey in her glorious garden in LA vibes, and I'm giving, what am I giving? It's still so beautiful. I had to bring you outside. Welcome to my backyard. Welcome to my favorite view. And welcome to the first installment of Tea in Your 20s. Tea about your 20s. Welcome back to another cocktail segment at Stay Open. I'm your host, Arletta, and today is easy if you have the ingredients. Let's just get right into it. I wanted to be on theme with Tea with Letta, Tea about your 20s. We're in the teas today. So we have tea to make a little drink out of. And I also have this cute little snowman. And it's an unconventional day because I feel like being unconventional. So first, let's get some ice. Okay, then you want to pre-brew. I like to do batch brews because then you can add it to any drink throughout the week, or just drink it on its own, is rose tea, rose petal tea. And you might be thinking, Arletta, where do I get rose petal tea? You can get it at your local supermarket. You can get it at farmers markets. I got it at H Mart in Aurora, Colorado. But it basically comes whole petal flowers, and it's beautiful. You steep it. You can put the whole flowers in ice cubes for your Galentine's Day parties. I don't know, it's just cute. Okay, anyways, moving on. Second item for our fizz and our energy is going to be the Miss Kim K, Kim Aid from Alani. It is, I guess the flavor's Kim Aid. It's good. It's good. I don't like artificial sugars. And this has zero sugar, but it has something that makes it sweet. But it's pretty good. It has L-theanine, caffeine, artificial flavors. 200 milligrams of caffeine per 12 servings. And I didn't have 12 ounces left. So just put the rest in there. Then give her a little stir. And you have a nice little rose energizing tea moment for tea of your 20s. Back to you, Arletta. Okay, so the sun is transitioning, and I hope you can still see me in this chair. I hope it's as beautiful as I think it's going to be. And if for some reason you can't see me anymore, I'm so sorry. But let's get into tea of your 20s with me, Arletta. Can you tell I'm stalling? I'm not stalling. I came up with this idea. The idea is to be a little bit more relaxed outside of the studio, break up the monotony of just me sitting in a chair talking about God knows whatever the fuck I'm talking about. And I have a really exciting episode planned for you for the Valentine's Day special. So I thought, let me just get something out there you can listen to on your drive, you can listen to while you're doing your makeup. If you just need a little girly pop in your life in February to remind you that you're not going to be alone forever. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. To remind you that you're a badass bitch who can do anything she sets her mind to and who can ride anything she sets her mind to. And I believe in that. Truly. So happy fucking lovers month. Happy my birthday month. And I just realized I have a birthday on the Monday that I release an episode in 2 weeks. I want to do a fun episode for my birthday. I think, well, let me not spoil it. We have some fun things coming down the line, but Anyways, tea in your 20s. The things that you experience in your 20s, and then you turn around and you're like, why the fuck did no one say that that happens in your 20s? The first thing that comes to mind, I'm going to try to keep this, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Oh, hello, airplane. I'll wait for the airplane to pass. I'm going to make this a mixture of funny and very real. And we're going to start off very real. We're going, you know me, buckle in, ladies, strap in. We're going zero to deep diving into the ocean of emotions. You grow in your 20s. I hate to break this to you. You change. You are not the same woman you were 5 years ago. And for some women, most of us, I feel like in our 20s, have this state of amnesia where we go through situations or our friends, there's just something our friend does that triggers us and we're like, wait, have they always been doing that? Have I always tolerated that? Someone could say something sideways to you randomly at a grocery store and you're like, you know what? I don't like that. I don't want to be called that anymore. I don't, that doesn't align with me. That used to, maybe it did. Maybe you used to hang out with those people. My neighbor's dogs never shut the fuck up. Anyways, hopefully you can't hear it on this. You get to a point where just one day something changes and you're like, is it me? Am I fucked up? And in a way, no, it's not. It's that person, that thing, whatever it was. That's outside of your control. But what is fucked up is you thinking that you changing your mind about a topic, you changing your mind about a person or a friend or a relationship or a job or a place of living or whatever is like somehow an existential crisis, somehow going to ruin your 20s, somehow going to change you for the worst. I don't know. It's never really a positive catalyst that I think I've come to look at it as in my 20s. So I'm just here to say that that's okay. Changing who you are is normal. It's so healthy. And I talk a lot on this podcast about setting a foundation of who you are and knowing who you are, because that is the only thing I can really think of that is your straight line, your straight and narrow pathway through your 20s to navigate the woman you want to be. But sometimes we throw curveballs at ourselves. Sometimes we don't even know what our answer would be until we answer it. And don't ever let someone, this kind of rolls into my next thing. Don't let someone else tell you who you are. There will be times in your 20s where someone catches you at the right fucking time. Excuse me. Someone catches you at the right time where you're down and out and they use it as an advantage for their ego to get one up on you, to tell you who you are, to tell you what you believe. And in this world, even people try to tell you every day what you should believe in, what they think you believe in. TikTok algorithm thinks they know you. No one knows you but you. No one knows you but you. And as long as you know when to apologize when you're wrong or tell that person, you know what, I may have used to have been that way, but I'm not going to be that way anymore. You set the tone of your life. You set the tone of your 20s. And you'll make it a hell of a lot harder on yourself if you're not open to the woman you could become, if you're not accepting of the woman you are, and if you do not let go of the woman you thought you were going to be. So you grow and you change. That's okay. Don't let anyone tell you who you are. You go from, like, you have to, I'm just thinking of them as they come to me. You have to learn how to self-regulate in your 20s. And I don't think I realized how many people never self-regulate in their life. Some can't, some won't. Some don't know how. Some over-regulate to the point where they don't give themselves time to regulate. Start by little. You know, obviously everyone fucking says this. Don't snooze and doze on me when I say this, but sleep is the first place you could start in regulating yourself. Eating the amount of meals a day that you should be eating to stay sane, to stay level-headed, to keep, you know, from your sugar dips. There is something to be said about knowing who you are and what you like and owning that as soon as you can, because it helps in self-regulating yourself when you're maybe in an environment you haven't been used to, like leaving your parents' house, moving out on your own, living with other people, not getting caught up in their rhythms, but staying in your own circadian rhythm. Anyways, if you feel unregulated, start small. Start in the micro, start in the just get food in, just eat breakfast, just go for a walk, just sleep for 9 hours, just journal once a day, no matter what it looks like. Just start in one area and slowly build it up. Slowly have epiphanies about where you're out of whack. But it's so important to know what you like and know what you're into. Again, the earlier the better, but your 20s are kind of for stumbling around in the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. I'm on one. Okay. My example for that is I am an old soul, if you can't tell by this podcast and the topics and the way I dress and the things that I say. But anyways, I digress. I've known that for so long. Partying and getting shit-faced where I don't remember what I did the next day was never my vibe, my jam. I love a good time. I love a good drink. I love a good smoke. I love a good hang, but I need to remember it. And I just early on in college realized like whatever college is socially, it's not my thing. And it made me a lot happier honoring that part of myself. And there are times where I look back and you can always say shoulda, coulda, woulda, like I should have partied harder, should have slept with more people, should have made out with more people, should have, I don't know, shoulda, coulda, but I didn't. And there's a reason for that. And there's a peace that I can find in my present self in knowing that that is really something that I controlled and that was within my control and made me, I think, a stronger person for it in the future. And it's a muscle. All of this is a reflex. Going against the grain, going against what all your friends are doing in that moment, trusting your heart, trusting that straight line that I was saying, that connection to who you really are throughout your 20s is a muscle. And it's sometimes hard to use, but the more that you use it, the stronger it becomes and the stronger that voice is inside and the easier it is to say no. Which leads me to my next topic of tea in your 20s. No, gather around, turn it up. No is a complete sentence. No is a complete sentence, ladies and gentlemen. No, 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 no. Do you want to go out? No. Should you spend an extra $100 in the blink of an eye at a TJ Maxx? No. I think you owe me an explanation. No. I don't. Sometimes the easiest thing to say is no. Sometimes the hardest thing to say is no. For most women, if saying no is a hard thing for you, go listen to my Inner Beast episode because it's hard for me too. But the older I've gotten and the more confirmed in who I am as a woman, who I am as a grown Arletta, as a grown person, has helped me be more confident in saying no. And what's meant for you will be meant for you. so many people think, oh my God, I mean, think about the amount of time we spend wallowing in our stress and our sorrow that potentially we might not get something. The boy, you know, the boy might not want us. We may never get married. We may never, 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 never. Stop saying those things. Stop. You need to find equilibrium in your existence where you believe that what's for you will be for you. It's not happening to you. It's happening for you. And if it's meant to be, it will be. Now, it's never going to be without effort and without time. But 9 times out of 10, if you have the opportunity in front of you, you know about it. And you can choose to make the choices and the actions that align with that opportunity for it to come to fruition. Because we stress out so much and we put so much negativity projected into the future in a way that, like, when you're 21, when you're 22, when you're 23, I feel like even younger than that and generations coming up, it's like nothing to say, like, go yourself. It's nothing to say, like, you're fucking stupid. I fucking hate you. What's that Renee Mean Girls singer, Renee Rapp, I think her name is? That song that's like, I hate you and your guts, you stupid fucking cunt. I don't know what it is. But the knife and the shit, like, when you're young, it's funny. And you think it's hilarious. And you think it's like, and you're singing it about a girl or a boy or whatever, or somebody, your parents. And the older you get, you realize someone was siphoning your anger. Someone's stealing your energy and you're not fucking aware of it. It's doing nothing but hurting you, because what you say that is mean or negative or whatever comes back around tenfold. I believe that to be true. And it's not fun. It's like, it's ugly. Can we make being a fucking bitch and speaking negativity over our lives and other people's lives ugly? It's ugly. It's heinous. We're not that anymore. We're pretty, beautiful women who support each other. And if you're not going to support, just stay in your own lane. We don't need you. Thank you. Stay in your own lane, because your lane looks so good over there by yourself. Stay in your fucking lane with your stupid fucking friends. Okay? I wish I could have been more positive in my younger years, even in the shit, even in the terrible times. I think I always had some level of a light that told myself it won't always be this way. And sometimes that's really all you need to hear, is like, it's not always going to be this way. You're not going to always be this sad or this lonely or this hurt or this happy either. So take the bad in strides and take the good with presence and appreciation, and let go of where you think you're going. I think there's so many things, so many career paths where people really have to be so dialed in for so long. And I have so much admiration for those people and my girlfriends that have taken a long road to do something. Like, my sister is in a long doctoral program. My best friend, long doctoral program. And I know when they stand on the other side of it with their doctorate and they look back, they're going to be thinking, wow, how did that happen so fast? But in the moment, they probably think, wow, this is not happening fast enough. What the hell am I doing? There's enough in your life that is driving your decisions, but the things that are within your control to let go, let go. Obviously, I went on the tangent about my best friend and my sister because that's something that they have to stay hyper-focused on. It's not like they can just let it go and let the PhD come to them. Like, no, you have to go get it. You have to chase it. There's tenacity involved. There's adversity involved. There's a ton of things involved. But if you're thinking, oh my God, am I going to get married? Am I going to have kids? When is that all going to fit? When is it going to be perfect? How am I going to live where I want to live or whatever? Just let that go. Put it out there. Pray on it. Be honest with God, be honest with your creator and your energy in your life, your universe, where you want to take it, but do not obsess over it. Don't compulsively think that you have to obsess over it. It will come to you, because believe me, if you are strong enough to get yourself to where you are today, which I know you are, I know you're fucking strong, you can take yourself to where you want to go. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And from personal experience, the more I obsess over something, the less likely it is to happen. The less likely I am to execute the vision, the less likely I am to enjoy the ride while it's happening. Who doesn't want to enjoy the ride? That's the whole fucking point. I mean, yeah, the orgasm's nice, but the climax, the build, that's all I got to say about that. No one tells you that you age. No one tells you. And I have friends that are just as, I mean, all of my friends are so beautiful, but I have a woman's body. Okay. Some people still have their teen body, and I think that's amazing. I have not taken that journey. I have it all. I have stretch marks. I have cellulite. I have little red sun dots. I've had moles removed. I have scars from moles being removed. I have hair thinning. I have my hands look older, and I'll never forget this. I was 23 and realized that my hands literally look older. Like, my neighbor's walking behind me. Oh my God. I'd be like, what are you doing? No one ever walks behind here ever. I'm also screaming about orgasm. I'm so sorry, Ryan, if you ever watch this. Or Kira, so sorry. Okay. When I was 23, I remember looking down at my hands and going, oh my God, it's happening. Aging is happening. And I am not, listen, I think aging is beautiful. We'll get to that in a second. My later 20 girls, gals, women. Aging is beautiful, but when you start to notice it, it rocks you. It rocks you. And some people really hate aging. Some people pour thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars into the way that they look, in the way that they want to look, and each to their own. Again, stay in your own lane. No, you know, no judging. Just stay in your own lane. May not be supporting either. Don't know, but because I don't really understand, like, it's inevitable, so why not accept it? Again, we're talking about acceptance here. But I will say there are preventative things you can do, okay? Preventative. And this is for my girlies whose mother may or may not have been really with it, because thank God my mother is with it, ladies. If there's one thing she is, it's fucking with it, with the skincare and the hair care and the body care and the whole nine. First, lotion, SPF, lotion, SPF, lotion, SPF, 24/7, lotion, SPF, lotion, SPF. That could be a song. Keep your skin hydrated, because even though I still have stretch marks, but you know what? I probably prevented them for as long as I did because I had lotion, and also the ones that I have are not terrible because I have lotion. SPF. Everywhere, your hands, your face, your neck, your tits, your ass, your legs, whatever it is, SPF, exposure to the sun, is so motherfucking real. Shampoo, condish, once a week, people. Stop shampooing, conditioning every single day. That's literally psychotic. It's psychotic. You cannot go Google research, come back to me, stop washing your hair so often, change your pillowcase. Wash your goddamn face. Stop going to sleep in your makeup. You know what my mother says? You don't wash your face, you age 3 days. How many days have you aged, Sarah? And I'm just making up a name, but someone, Sarah, probably listens to this. How many days have you aged from not washing your face? Wash your face, okay? Put lotion on your hands. Put lotion on your neck. Bring all of your skincare down to your décolletage. Drink a shit ton of water. Drink more water than you ever thought you would have to drink. And if you can, maintain your fitness, because I used to play soccer and run every single day for like 3 hours. And now if I try to run for 3 hours, I think I'd pull a hamstring and have to go to the chiropractor. We'll get back there. Don't worry. Again, no judgment zone. Stay in your lane. But that shit's real too. I feel like sometimes your 20s can go by so quickly that you don't realize, like, oh my God, I'm almost to 30 and I want to get my fitness back. I want to be on my fitness girl gang for real. And if you've maintained it, chances are you haven't maintained other things in your life. So, like, evaluate, assess, and decide where you're at. And last thing that I will say, because my neighbor's dog is losing her shit and I'm sure it picks up in the microphone, so that's just wonderful. You have to listen to a screaming dog in the background. I'm so sorry. Don't lose it, Arletta. Oh, for my later 20 girlies, I am about to turn 29 and I'm in my last year of my 30s, and I still remember when one of my clients, I fucking love her, was in her last year of her 20s and she really wanted to make it about, like, I think she called it 20 fine. Hold on, I'm itching my eye. She called her 29th year like 20 fine. And I think she really embraced it in a way that more women should go into their 30s embracing it. Ladies, 30 is the new 20. Except everyone's been telling me I'll have money. I don't really know what that is about. And I do hope that shift happens to me. But enjoy your life. I mean, if you're like me and you're approaching your 30s and you don't have children, we still have time. We still can celebrate and twerk on tabletops without our daughters ever seeing a video of it. We can still thrive. And not that mothers can't. They can. But, like, I'm trying to, you know, again, positivity, acceptance, appreciation. Realize where you are. Yes, you could spend the next X amount of your days worrying about a husband, worrying about children, worrying about security, whatever. Or you could just appreciate where you are right now. And stop rushing in your early 20s. Stop rushing to be old. And in your late 20s, stop rushing to be young. Like, accept the amazing wisdom that you're being gifted and granted every day that you live. And I know you're hot and I know you're fucking sexy and I know you could still pull anybody you wanted in a bar, and I still know that you got the dance moves and I still know that you are a badass, and that shit is real. But somehow we turn 30 and what, that's gone? I refuse to believe that. I am celebrating my last years of my 20s. I am going to live them to the absolute fucking fullest. But how cool I get to go into a new decade. How cool, with God willing, I'll be able to bring children into this world. How cool to watch the other women in my life walk side by side along different journeys, find their people, find their partners, I should say. Like, that's really cool and beautiful. And I think if women tapped into their divinity a little more, and realized every day on this earth is a gift, who gives a fuck about the crowfoot lines next to your eyes? Really, go take a page out of Pamela Anderson's book. She blessed that woman. And yeah, she's had work done. I'm not saying don't get any work done. I'm just saying don't get work done thinking that you're going to mask in some way that you're not getting older. Like, you're getting older. And it's beautiful. We need to step into that. Step into each year. Take on each age. Who gives a fuck how old you get? I hope I get fucking old. Do you know what that means? It means I get to spend a full life with my husband Hopefully he's there too. Who knows? Get to spend a full life with my second husband. You know what I mean? Okay. Anyways, thank you for coming to this beautiful TED Talk outside in my backyard with the dogs, with my neighbors, with the whole world, it seems like. And I hope the road wasn't too loud, and I hope the microphone quality is great, and I hope you can still see me. But anyways, have a great rest of your night. Have a great rest of your day. Stay open in life, and I'll see you for the Valentine's Day special. Bye.